Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
I would say more envious than jealous.
Yeah,
you know what my thing is? All right, dog, let's just say, you know, we've been friends for a long time. You know, let's say, you know, you went and bought you a Mercedes. You got your Mercedes. You come by the crib, show me your Mercedes, you know what I'm saying? And then that's like me going out the next day, you know what I'm saying, buying a 300, coming to your crib talking about, yo, check me out. You know, I think that's bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? And anything that you got, I can get too. What's the purpose of being jealous of what another motherfucker got? You know what I mean? That's just crazy to me.
That's
man.
True, but I mean, a lot of people don't look at it that way. I mean, yeah, a lot of people envious of just petty shit, man. You got people get envious over, like, you go buy a TV and your TV 4 inches bigger than theirs. They got attitude. They got to go out and get something bigger or better. I mean, it just, you just got people petty like that, man.
Man, that shit is crazy, man. I mean, anything somebody else got, man, all the motherfucker got to do is just work. You know what I'm saying? You work hard, you get the same shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you buy some new shit, you invite a motherfucker over, you know, y'all playing the game on the new 55-inch TV and shit, you know what I'm saying? Then you leave that same motherfucker trying to break in your crib.
True. You got a lot of motherfuckers that do that, too.
I wish I would catch a motherfucker coming through the window. I'm going to let his ass have it.
I mean, you really don't know what spawns all the jealousy. I mean, you got like people like you said. I mean, I bet like anything you do, man, I'm be proud of. I mean, you get something, I'm be proud of you. Like shit, like hell, like I got something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got a lot of people that just. Man, you just got a lot of people that act like that. I mean, perfect example. Remember when you first got the Lincoln?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of motherfuckers that was upset that you had that car.
Oh, yeah, it was.
You know, me personally, shit. Hey, I was happy for you, especially when you let me drive it.
You drove the motherfucking more than I did. I'm pretty sure you was happy.
But like I said, I mean, any accomplishment that you get, I mean, that you have, shit, I'm going to be proud for you. I'm not going to turn around and look at it and be like, oh, man, fuck that. He think he all that because he got that damn car. Shit, I'm like, oh, shit, this motherfucker got the whip. Oh, nice whip, too. Oh, we rolling. Yeah, we rolling. That motherfucker wasn't even no heat in there.
Sure did. All the way to Minnesota with no heat.
Hell, yeah. Dead of winter. Motherfucker grab some covers. And hit motherfucker, what's that, 465? And hey, couldn't tell us shit.
Sure could, yeah. We drove the fuck out that motherfucker. But that's the way it's supposed to be, man. That's the way it's supposed to be, man. Motherfuckers stab me in the back, man. All that jealousy, that envy. It's not even worth it, man. Because whatever another motherfucker got, man, you could get too. That's how I feel.
Then the fucked up part is if you get something and then they mad because you don't share it with them. I mean, it's like in some cases, it's like, okay, once again, like me and you, you know what I'm saying? If I had, let's just say if I came across, let's just say $20,000. If I came across $20,000 and you told me that, you probably wouldn't have to tell me. I would probably be like, nah, hell, you know, here's a little something. But, you know, you got a lot of people, but that's because that's how me and you are. But you got a lot of people be like, oh, he got $20,000, he ain't give me nothing. Why the fuck should I? You ain't been in my corner. Then a motherfucker getting mad, want to sabotage you, tear all your shit up. I mean, you just got people that's jealous like that. Motherfuckers, you barely know, feeling like, all right, man, I should be able to get, and I know I can get a stack out you. Why? What the fuck? We don't even know each other like that. Why the fuck I look like giving you a stack?
Right. that's crazy, man.
Then the motherfucker get mad, then they want to, next thing you know, they done threw your name all around. You know, oh, man, that motherfucker cares ain't shit. Man, fuck y'all.
excuse me. That's the way it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when it all comes down to, man, like me and you, we can sit down, we can rap. You know what I'm saying? There's been times you said shit that I don't want to hear. You know what I'm saying? And there's times I say shit that you don't want to hear. But you know what I'm saying? Shit, we cool like that. We can say that kind of shit without the other motherfucker getting mad. At least not visibly mad in your face. Might be mad later on. But still, though.
Yeah, I done call you a little gang of motherfuckers.
Yeah, but you know what? That's
man.
Cool, though. That's cool. You know, I done called you
in
shit
all
too.
Honesty, though, the thing about it is that, shit, hell, I sit there and call you a motherfucker in your face.
Right.
Fuck you. You know,
exactly.
That's the part that gets me when motherfuckers get the, you know, you sit there and listen to them. Yeah, true. Yeah, you right. Then as soon as the motherfucker walk away, man, fuck that nigga, man. I can't believe that nigga said that about me. Well, if you was upset by what I said, tell me you upset. Don't wait till I walk away. Then you done told 10 other motherfuckers that you upset. They didn't get back to me, and by the time it's back to me, it had been watered down so damn much. Wait a minute, this said that. Wait a minute. This nigga stole on me. What, huh? How fuck, we was fighting. You know, it gets so watered down that the motherfuckers like to sabotage shit. That all come from jealousy.
Jealousy and envy. I don't envy nobody. I don't. I figure whatever you got, I can get to. Shit, fuck it. I just got to work a little harder. You know what I'm saying?
So, let me ask the ladies. Janine, you got a problem with people being envious or jealous?
No, but I know a bunch of people. You know what I noticed? I mean, I didn't notice until I actually seen it for myself, but baby mamas, I didn't know they acted like that.
Towards the new girlfriend?
I mean, it wasn't so that I'm not going to say it was against me. It was as if anything he got, you know what I mean? Oh, he got a new truck? Oh, wait, what, he making more money? I need to see about my passport, or I need to, or then they got a new truck, or, you know, or they send the kids over to the house trying to see what we got, or they got something new, or they going to the hotel every weekend like that. They got money like that. It was like we couldn't have, or he couldn't have nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yes, I do.
My daughter's mother, man, when she found out about the truck, dog, she told my baby that I'm lucky. That I'm lucky that the child support finna end, or she gonna take me back to court for more money. That's what she said. I'm lucky.
I mean, they don't even
That's
know
bullshit.
The situation. You don't even
right.
know the situation, and you just seeing what
payments,
somebody got.
The only reason I got the truck because I knew the child support was going to stop.
So I got a quarter raise. A quarter. One quarter. They gave us one quarter for a raise. But, you know, every time that you get any type of raise,
They send that letter out.
Mm-hmm. I was in court. For a quarter. The judge looked at me and was like, man, I was like I said, the only time judges ever in my favor. Judges like, you brought this man here for a quarter? A quarter. Well, y'all sent the paper. Y'all said to come. No, that we just got to do that. But a quarter? A quarter. One funky-ass quarter.
You know what? I don't even think that's jealousy or envy. That's bitterness. That's all that is. That's just flat out being bitter, man. You know what I'm saying? Misery love company. It do, man. I mean, come on.
Oh,
I got a 5 cent raise, and you actually going to try to take me to court for more money?
Nah, and when I bought that house, it was just, oh, my, oh, he bought a house? He bought a house? Okay. All right. Okay.
I ain't going to even lie, dog. I'll take your ass to court, too, if you bought a house. I won't go on that. This motherfucker buying houses? You got $100,000 like that for a house? Yeah, we
but
going
I
back.
But I wasn't making no more than what I was making when you took me to court the first time.
I wouldn't give a fuck. You just bought a house. You're a homeowner. You got some money somewhere.
God damn. Is really?
You going back to court. Hey, that's how they think, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you buy a house, you're looking at least 50 G's. At least 50,000. You know, I know you're not going to pay 50,000 up front.
Right.
But, you know, the average house starts at about, I don't know, in Gary, probably about between 40 and 50,000 for the average crib in Gary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if I'm your baby mama, I hear that you just bought a house. So I know you just spent that, you're going to spend up to at least $40,000 for that house. So you must got some money somewhere. You got a raise or you came into some money somewhere. I'm going to take you back to court.
Yeah, but then when we got that, they were like, shit, he ain't making no more money than he already was.
But they don't see that. All they see is, oh, this motherfucker bought a new house. He gonna have that bitch up in his new house?
Yeah, yeah, I heard
well,
that.
What if it's the other woman that's money?
What you mean?
And it was her income that helped to get the house. They wanted to see my income. I was like, y'all is some crazy, y'all crazy than the motherfucker if y'all think I'm about to put out my check stubs. They want to see
my y'all
income.
Married? Were y'all
yeah.
married? Well,
yeah.
Then you take on his debts, too.
No, that's not true. And that's what I'm saying. That's why people think that, and that's not true. They cannot look at my income for his child support. That is not how that works.
Well, I'd be like, hey. I need some more money.
Well, they need to. They go by his income and his income alone.
Your
don't
new friend making all
income.
That money.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe next
need,
time
I
when
need.
You get your next man, you make sure your man makes enough money to take care of you. You worried about who he with and what she making? That don't make no sense. I bought him a 50-inch TV. Oh. What made you worry about what I'm buying him? What is your man buying you? That's the question.
He probably ain't got one. That's why she fucking
she
with
was,
him.
She was the one who I'm talking about. She was married.
She married. And I would really like to know what the fuck was her husband saying.
Oh, he was telling me he was tired of her ass and he wanted to leave her and every time we got something, and this is him talking to me. Every time we got something, oh, now all of a sudden they need to buy a new truck or she needs something new or something like that or she hollering about her child support. I said, if anything, that just should have let you know how she going to be if y'all ever separate.
You better keep her ass.
Because he had a child with her, too.
Oh, yeah, he fucked. He said, never leave.
If anything, you just showing yourself to him. If that's how I looked at it.
And you know what? And with that being said, and it's a lot of motherfuckers that really don't. I mean, if you look at the motherfucker, I mean, my whole thing is this. If you sit down, you with another man, and your baby daddy is the topic of your conversation every day, all day. You just so vindictive. Why the fuck you worried about him? Worry about, focus on what's going on in this house. I mean, shit, either he gonna do it or he ain't. That's the bottom line. And if he doing it, leave him the fuck alone.
I wouldn't be in that
I mean,
type of relationship, man.
You say what now?
I wouldn't stay in a relationship. Like, every time we talk, he the first thing come up. All the time, I don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, either the motherfucker gonna do what he's supposed to do or he not. You can't do shit about it. So why the fuck we still talking about it? I'm here. I'll do his part. You know what I mean? Make me feel like I'm welcome. But if shit, every time we wake up, we gotta talk about this motherfucker. Well, I heard his boy came by the job and said he did this and he. I don't give a flying fuck what he did. I don't care. Why the fuck are we talking about it?
Right. If I'm sitting there watching TV and you on the phone, yeah, this motherfucker said he gonna do this, he gonna do that. Fuck him. This motherfucker. Why are you on the phone talking about this nigga? But then the first one to be, soon as you walk through that door, first one in your face smiling, hey.
Exactly. But listen at this. She didn't even work. She didn't even have no job. And the amount of child support he was paying was like she had a part-time job. So imagine she just sitting on her ass getting $160, $70 a week. Plus she got a husband. And you talking about trying to look at what we got? You need to get your ass up and get to fucking work.
Yeah, you preach to the choir.
That's just like, all right, let me ask y'all. Okay, you're in a relationship, right? And it's like, okay, I mean, you're in a committed relationship. It's not no girlfriend or boyfriend. I mean, you know, y'all committed. Y'all looking to build a future together. You got outside kids, he got outside kids. Or she got outside kids, or whatever the case is, you know. I mean, that's just like us as men. If we constantly, you know, damn, man, I wonder what she doing. You know, man, shit. This, you know, we're not even trying to think about home because we too busy trying to worry about what she doing. I mean, how can you build a relationship on that? I mean, if you sitting there like, then, okay, like I've seen a situation where my partner, you know, he, good dude, real good dude. I mean, he takes care of his girl's kids. But now it's like, dude's not even an adequate part of the picture. It's like he pops in, he pops out. Yeah, he may get money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I will say he do get money because, I mean, she get child support. But as far as, like, you know, being around the kids, nothing. He spends no time with them. He don't even see them. But then, you know, so she like, well, I got a dude here. But every time this dude say, well, you know, okay, let's, you know, kids, you know how kids are. Kids can be unruly at times. But every time that kid get out of order, the first thing that comes out of her mouth is, nah, you don't touch this one. You don't say nothing to that one. I mean, ladies, is she right for doing that? I'm going to start with Liquorstore. Liquorstore, you think she right for doing that?
So she tells the live-in dude that he has no control over the child with the baby daddy.
Yes,
baby,
I mean.
And the baby daddy is doing his part.
I mean, he's doing his part financially.
Well, are they married? I mean, I don't know. It just, to me, I think it depends on how deep the situation is. I mean, okay, if he's just there, but that's not his wife, then, you know, maybe not so much. But if that's his wife, then, yeah, I think she's wrong for that.
But, I mean, what if they building up a relationship towards that? I mean, so until they get married, he can't say nothing?
I think that he can verbally reprimand the child, but to put his hands on the child, that's another story. But verbally, for sure, you know what I'm saying? If the little boy is cutting up or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I think he has the right to, you know what I'm saying, tell the little nigga, sit your ass down, you know what I'm saying? You know, shit. Yeah.
I disagree. I'm going to
tell
y'all why.
Go ahead.
Tell y'all why. We had this exact same situation Friday. 14-year-old decides she's not going to come home. Stay out all night. Don't call nothing. Walks in later, you know, next day. I whooped her ass. Tore her ass up. Mama didn't have no problem with that. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. They got to understand.
You're
not my
person.
She's not my biological, but still, I'm raising her.
But you are married. We understand that. And y'all been living together for a while.
You have established
a relationship with her.
Right. Y'all not 6 months in and you think, you know, 6 months into a relationship and you think it's okay to physically reprimand that child. Y'all got time in together, and now, you know what I'm saying, you're married. So not only, you know, are you are now, you know, whether her father is there or not, you are now, you know, another male figure in her life. And like she said, you've built a relationship enough with this child, you know what I'm saying, to where she knows, you know what I'm saying, yo, that's not all right under your roof.
I just believe in when you fuck up, you know, whatever, I think whatever the crime, you know, the crime should rate the punishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Depending on what you do, you know, because, you know, when we was growing up, you know, you got your ass whooped for anything. It didn't matter if it rated an ass whooping or not. You just got your ass whooped. But by who? Shit, whoever caught you. Then when they took you home, you got another ass whooping. You know what I mean? Like, if you at the store, you got caught stealing, and you know, one of your mama friends just happened to be in the store, you know, they whoop your ass right there in the store. Then take you home and snitch on you.
These are people that you know. I understand that. And these are people that you know.
Yeah, and more than likely, that woman has, you know what I'm saying, watched you grow up. She babysat you. She wiped your ass. She, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She gave you candy and things of that nature. And that was, too, in the times where it takes a village to raise a child. So that was expected when, you know what I'm saying, you was growing up.
Okay, well, I got another question. All right, now, let's just say, okay, like I said, they living together. They're in a full relationship. They living together, everything, the whole nine yards. Now, when it comes to reprimanding the kids, he can't do that. But he could play father when it comes to giving them money,
right,
taking them there, buying them stuff, this and that. I mean, so what if he just say, well, shit, if I can't play, if you taking away the disciplinary part of it, I'm going to take away everything. Is he wrong?
Nope, that's fair.
No, he's not wrong. That's fair.
Well, but
that's,
what? Why would a mother want to do that though?
Why would she?
You know,
want,
you're making that man. He got to choose sides.
Why would you want a man there who you don't trust to reprimand your child?
Why would you be with him if you don't trust him?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That was going to be my next question. If you don't trust him, why are you in your house?
Exactly.
You shouldn't even be with him.
No, that's one of them situations where, okay, how did, you know, different strokes for different folks, but how long, you know what I'm saying, did they talk or whatever before he met the child?
I mean, they've been living together.
They've
been living, I mean, literally living together for at least from what I can understand, at least 3 years. I mean, I'm talking about full-fledged living in. I mean, they live together. They've been living together for 3 years.
He can't whoop the kid's ass after 3 years?
The father is not that. If I mean, the father, I mean, like I said, the father pays the child support. I mean, she gets the child support on time. That she do. I'm not going to say that she don't get that. She do get the child support on time. But that's it. There's no community. As far as the father's concerned, like, bitch, you get the money. Get the fuck out of my face.
You don't have nothing
but
to do
now,
with
now you want to you want to you want she wants him to take her son, you know, to the games, do this, buy the shoes, you know, be supportive. But then when it's time to discipline him, oh, you can't touch him.
He needs to leave, man.
Now, my whole thing is like, okay, is he wrong if he say, well, if you only want me here for one aspect of it, well, if I'm not here for the whole aspect of it, I'm going to cut the whole thing off. Then it's like, oh, now you playing favoritism with my son? You don't want to be here for my son? I mean, when he asked me, like I told him personally, shit, she only wants you there, she just want to reap the benefits. Because, I mean, me personally, it ain't that he didn't live there or he was off and on there. They've been in a committed relationship for 3 years. Like I said,
Let me ask you a question. Did he tell you how he felt about this whole situation?
Yeah, he said he's tired of it. He said, I mean, I've seen the boy. The boy's a motherfucker. The boy, you know what? Let me take that back. He's a fucking kid. He's the average badass little boy. And like we all got. I mean, shit.
How old is he?
I think he's like 14 now. He should be like, he ranged between 13 and 15. You know,
okay, now I can understand. I can understand. You know, 14-year-old talking about, you know, a 14-year-old male. You know, talking about a belt, but I don't see nothing wrong with busting his ass in the chest. See, 14, he should be able to take it.
Now here's the thing. Like he took his gun. He took his gun. He took his gun and he sold his gun.
The boy.
What? Yeah, the boy. He took his gun, sold the gun, you know. Then, you know, when he, you know, found out, like, well, damn, this boy sold my gun. Now, me personally, I don't think he sold it. I think somebody probably took it from him. He took it outside, and the motherfucker probably took it from him. Whatever the case was, the gun is gone. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, I handle this. No, you're not going to handle shit, because that was my shit that he took. When you ain't gonna put your hands on my son. Well, wait a minute, I can buy this motherfucker everything, I can do everything, you want me to do everything, you want me to play daddy, but when it's time to discipline him, then your disciplining him is, okay, I'm gonna take your PlayStation out the room. You can't play your PlayStation. No, okay. You out your fucking mind.
That shit don't work. I tried that.
I'm gonna hit him and you. You get in my way, I'm gonna punch you too.
I think dudes should just go ahead and bounce, man, because it's obvious she don't respect him. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no respect there. You know what I mean? She basically just using him, you know, for his money. That's what I see. I'll just bounce on her ass. Fuck it. I just bounce.
Well, yeah,
I can't be in a relationship. If you got kids that's not my kids, and we in a relationship, and your kid fuck up, I'm going to fuck your kid up. That's just who I am. You know, deal with it or leave me the fuck alone. I don't think there's nothing wrong with discipline. Every kid needs discipline, every one of them. Otherwise, they run wild. They run all over you.
And what I do know is that, and what I do know is that he does play both sides to the middle. You know, it's like, okay, he do some fucked up shit. Like, we done sat there and watched the games or whatever, you know, watch TV. I done sat there and looked at him like, watch, you know, tell the little partner, watch this. And he unplugged the TV or cut the power off. He did something, whatever it is, the TV went out. I think he hit the little power switch, then he gonna say, oh, my bad, and walk out the door. Now, we got a little football party going on, you know, he looking at him, he looks at her. She don't say two words to him. I'm like, man, you know he did that shit on purpose. He like, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't saying nothing to him. But then you like, don't say nothing to my child. You know what? Fuck you and your child.
And she teaching the boy
kids
the wrong thing, too.
You say what?
I think that's teaching the boy the wrong thing, too. You know what I'm saying? You basically telling them that he don't have to respect the man that fucking puts food on his table and clothes on his back, and that ain't right. That ain't right. And then when he grow up and, you know what I'm saying, he's a layabout father or whatever, then, you know, somebody's going to look at him the same damn way, and that ain't right.
So,
well, whatever,
I mean,
you do,
how's he going to get that respect if that man never could discipline him?
That's the
same attitude as us. Is like, okay, like we got daughters. Like say you may call me and say, well, your daughter acting up, she acting a fool. She always acting a fool around me, but she when you come along, that's when she straighten up. I mean, I got the respect, you don't. And it's the same way with him. You got the respect, but I mean, he'll never have it. Only thing, every time he get his ass whooped, he ain't gonna do nothing but get more angry and angrier at that guy. You know, oh, motherfucker, you the reason I got my ass whooped. Fuck you, I hate you. And he gonna keep doing, only thing he gonna do is try to be slicker about the shit that he do.
Well, dude is in a no-win situation. He just need to go ahead and
he ain't in a no-win situation. He can leave and he be winning big time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he can't do shit in the house. I can't live like that, man. That shit is fucking crazy, man. I'd be lost my mind. But, you know, kids is kids. You know, they're going to do fucked up shit. But when it's time to discipline, I mean, you know, both the parents got to be on the same page.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if one parent is on this page and another parent on that, then, you know what I'm saying, the kid going to play both of them.
And see, he knows, and that is what he knows. He knows that, you know, he knows that all I got to do is...
Mama ain't going to do nothing, and he can't put
his hands on me. Yeah, mama ain't going to do nothing, or mama ain't going to let him touch me.
Right.
And then, let's be realistic. This boy, what, like I said, he between 13 and 15. Mama, you really think your licks hurt him?
Right.
You know, he needs to be punching his goddamn chest.
Why he don't hit him on the, he should hit him on the fly and then lie like he do, like he ain't do nothing.
It'd be some baby boy going on up in here as soon as she turned up.
Goddamn right.
Throw ass in the sucker hole.
Melvin the shit out of his ass.
Goddamn right. You call for your mama now.
Yeah.
Call for your mama.
He's like, I don't know what he crying for.
Well, he took me. Girl, I was out here. I was wrestling with the boy. If you quit babying him, he won't be so damn sensitive.
Right.
And get him some licks in his head. That'll get
him
fucking
ribs up.
He'll think twice. I bet you he'll think twice before he do any of that shit again.
Papa slam the shit out of his ass.
One room wife.
But you know what, though, man? You know, I'm glad I've never been put in that situation. You know, both my marriages has been kids. You know, it's been sons. But I've never had to actually, you know, punch one of them. You know what I mean? And I'm thankful for that, because I will punch him. I don't got no problem, especially if you think you're a man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're acting like a man, I'm going to treat you like a man. I will punch your ass. You know what I'm saying? But I've never been put in that situation. I'm glad for it. You know, Mother Nature's her oldest son, he gone. He don't even live here no more. Now I just got the 11-year-old. You know, I put the Oreo on the spike on him when he fuck up. I do, dog. I put the Oreo on a spike on him every time he fuck up. I spike the shit out of his ass.
And put that thug action on his ass.
Okay.
His ass
right.
Like that little nerd spot.
Oreo on a spike the shit out of his ass.
What
you know, because I don't want to put my hands on no kid, man. You know, but sometimes you have to, man. If it's just for the respect alone, man. Like, you know, you got to respect the rules.
And he not going to, I mean, that boy's not going to respect... That boy's not going to respect that boy no matter how many times she beat his ass. He's not going to do it. He not, like I said, only thing he's going to do is try to find a way to do some shit to fuck with that guy where he won't get caught. He's not going to respect him. There's
but
no
you
way.
Know what? I don't even blame him. This is on the mama. This is the mama's fault. This should have been established from day one when they first moved in. You know what I mean? Because if it's been 3 years and this shit been going on, he ain't going to learn shit. He don't even care. Because he know his mama ain't going to let shit happen to him no matter what the fuck he do. My mama ain't going to let that motherfucker touch me.
Man, you should have seen how he was looking when he took the gun. Man, that nigga was looking like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean, granted, his mama popped him a couple of times, bust him across his head. But shit, he was looking like, so what, nigga? You still ain't got no gun. You still ain't getting it back.
No, we going out. I need to find out who you sold my shit to.
All he kept saying is, I don't know. I don't know his name. I don't know his name. That's all he kept saying. I don't know his name.
I would have had to put my hands on him. I would have had to put my hands on him. He would have to learn from that one. That's something you just don't do. You know what I'm saying? You playing shit like that. That ain't no spur of the moment shit. I'm just going to go in and take this motherfucker's gun. You playing that shit.
You know, he thought it out.
And see, I would have had to put my hands on him. I would have had to knock his little young ass out.
Okay.
I ain't got no gun.
Wait a minute. Hold on, dog. Hold on. Liquor store. That's the situation.
Yeah.
That's the situation.
Yeah, nah, that ain't.
Father Tyron put his hands on him. What do you say?
I say, little boy, that's what you get. You crossed the damn line. You went too far. That's
there
what
we
I
go.
Told the boy.
Okay, so at what point is... Okay, I guess my question is, what point is it when he ain't crossed the line? I mean... What do you say is, well, this ain't going too far?
You know what? I think if it's done right, then it should only take that one fucking time where the little boy get out of line that one time, you know, and the man let him know, I'm not about that, you know, that little crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? You tap his ass one good time, hopefully you don't have to go there again.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Hopefully you shouldn't have to go there again.
But now if you
right.
do,
it should take one time. It should just take
yeah.
one time.
We're talking about a whole new breed of kids.
I know, but this is what I'm trying to say. Okay, you done took my gun. Okay, for number one, you didn't have no business, no right, no purpose for touching it. You know what I'm saying? And not only did you touch it, but you took it outside of the house, and now it's gone. There's no telling whose hands that, you know what I'm saying, that weapon is in. Now you're putting other lives at danger. That little boy did his ass whooped.
But, I mean, okay.
Whoa, is it registered?
He had to go tell, you know, he went and told
he reported
he
stolen, right?
Yeah, he reported
okay.
the stolen right. and everything.
That way it don't come back on him.
Yeah, he reported the gun stolen and everything. But now here's my thing. Do you ever think that if you let me discipline him way before now, we wouldn't be having this problem?
Like I said, from day one. It should have been established from day one.
I mean, do we wait till an incident like this happens?
It's too late.
Right.
It's too late. That dude might as well leave, man. Because that little boy going to make him, he gonna have to really hurt that little boy. And it shouldn't even come to that. His best bet is to just go ahead and bounce, man. Because, I mean, he already took his gun. What's next? You going to take my wallet? You going to steal my car? I mean, what's next? I mean, hey, man, that's ultimate disrespect. You take my gun.
So that means
you're disrespecting me.
He was between, you know, 10, 11 or something like that when they came into the situation. That should have been established when they first moved in together. You know,
exactly.
she should have let him know then, you know, okay, I got a son, you know, and I don't think that, you know, for now it's okay. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't put your hands on my child. Or that. She should have told him that from the giddy-up. And now 3 years in and some shit like this done happened, I think it's a bad situation.
Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello. How are you? This is Selena.
What's up, Selena?
Hey.
Just to let everybody know, if y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push 1, and we'll definitely bring you in. What's happening, Selena?
What's going on, Selena?
Hey, nothing much. Just talking to Jeff.
All right, let me ask
we're
you.
Gonna,
okay.
Hold on for a second, dog. Hold on a second, dog. All right, now. Selena, we're going to keep this civilized.
We'll
you know
see.
How you and him get. Y'all get the going.
Okay.
Like vinegar and oil.
Okay.
All right, now, Selena, check this out. You have 2 boys, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, now, let's just say we just hypothetically speaking, you know, let's just say, for instance, you wasn't with the dad and you met somebody else. Now, let's just say dad wasn't an intricate part of the relationship. He just, as far as your kids go, he just wasn't there. I mean, he might be there financially.
Mm-hmm.
He's there financially, I mean, because you get your child support. But that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy says, well, you know what, I'm going to step in and I'm gonna take up his slack. Pretty much, that's what he said. I'm gonna take up his slack. You know, whatever he lacking at, I'm gonna be there to support you. Baseball games, whatever. You know, but now at the same time, he's like, all right, but now if your son get out of line, I will discipline him. Would you have a problem with that?
I mean, honestly,
we're just hypothetically speaking.
Right. I mean, honestly, if he coming to you saying he's going to take on a certain role, I mean, he's going to want to, I mean, if you let him do that much, of course he's going to think he has some partake in to discipline him as well. And if y'all planning on the future, y'all should establish that, you know. If he and your son's like, I mean, it's like kind of sort of, because me personally, I wouldn't let him discipline, but at the same time, I have, like you say, a different situation, because me personally, I'm very, I don't let men come around my kids, you know what I'm saying? I don't even date like that, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't date.
Okay, Selena. Selena, listen to me. That's been established. You guys have been together. You know, I mean, this is the dude that you're going to be with. You know what I mean? And if he's doing everything for the house, I mean, he's feeding you, mm-hmm. the kids, he's paying the bills,
right.
he's doing everything he's supposed to do that a man's supposed to do when, you know, if you consider yourself man of the house. And
yeah.
you're saying that you wouldn't
yeah.
have a problem with him disciplining your kids?
No. That's what I'm saying. That's what I cut off like that. If he's doing all that, of course I would expect him to discipline my kids because that's the role he's taking on in that situation as long as, you know, we should establish that we are going to have a future, especially if he's doing all that. Of course he's going to want to have, you know, discipline. And if he's the man that you that he claims to be, I mean, why not? You chose him.
Okay. Well, you know what? Now, let's just say, hypothetically talk. Let's just say y'all 3 years into the relationship. I mean, y'all
right.
been living together for 3 years. Y'all been living together. I mean, he's proven to you that he's willing to take on that role. But it's
right.
like every time that your son does something, it's like the first thing you holler is like, well, don't touch my son. I do it myself. I discipline him. But, I mean, it's
I would leave. Yeah, I mean, I would have to leave the relationship because it's like, you know, if a person don't want to have to choose between her kid and her man, but at the same time, you can't be letting this man do all that responsibility and then he want respect from the little dude, you know?
I agree. I would leave, too. I'd have been left. Fuck you and that little bad motherfucker. Fuck both of y'all.
I'm like Bernie Mac. Fuck them kids. Fuck the kids.
Right.
Yeah, fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
I took a hammer and smacked the fuck out of
him. You got that right. Jumping on my damn couch.
All right, man. Let's
That's what I said. You know, if he can't physically reprimand a child, you know what he should do? He should go, you know what I'm saying, set something up real quick. And while that boy is in his sleep, he's sleeping good,
you
just go scare the shit out of his ass.
I mean, but you know what? I mean, I understand that. But why should he have to go? Why should he have to resort to tactics?
Right.
You know, he shouldn't have to resort to tactics. But if he
wants to be there and do that, and she won't let him, you know what I'm saying, handle it one way, well, shit. You find another way.
Because if he the man she claims to be and he doing all this and that for her, I mean, in reality, women can't raise no man. You know,
I agree 100% on that.
Exactly, not like a man would, especially if he's, you know, in a relationship and 3 years into it, you know, the first year should have been established.
I am so glad a woman said that because all I hear all day is, I'm mama and daddy. Bullshit.
Oh, no,
a woman cannot raise a man. I'm sorry, they can't.
No,
it's impossible.
That's
not
well and good.
Can,
let me tell you something.
We are mother and father.
Yeah, because we are forced
no
to.
We
are forced
we
to.
Are forced to be. We're
exactly.
Not
you can be.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're not staying there as opposed to taking nothing away from the dads. It's just that, hell, we, 9 times out of 10, 8 times out of 10, we're forced to be mother and dad. And sometimes when you're in a relationship, you're still taking on both sides. You're still taking on both.
Those who have to do that, my hat's off to you. But I mean, and this is strictly for the people. This is strictly for the ladies who ain't got to go through that, but choose to go through that because of their petty, any ass ways. Like for instance, like well, if as long as you with that bitch, you ain't gonna. My kid can't come over there. As long as you with that bitch, you can't come see
That's
my
stupid.
Kid and all that. Now you putting yourself in some fucked up situations
hell
like that.
Yeah.
You gotta be a stupid motherfucker if you gonna sit there and say because I'm with somebody else, I can't see my kid. And I mean now me personally, I'm not gonna let you do that. I mean, shit. I come to your house with a court order.
I'm gonna give y'all a prime example of that. When during my first marriage, me and my daughter's mother, we never saw eye to eye. You know what I mean? But it was always a battle to get my daughter right. So I get her for the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, you know, my ex-wife, we living together and all that good shit. I leave, right? I take a run, I run to the L, I come back, and my wife
is doing my daughter's hair, and my daughter's crying. She's crying, right? I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Why is she crying? I say, why are you crying? She said, my mama told me ain't nobody supposed to do my hair.
Oh, man, been there, done that. Been
there,
done that.
She was actually bawling, man. Mama, I snapped. I drove all the way to the
station. She got to get a whoop.
Right, exactly. My fucking kids was terrified. My kids was terrified. I was like, I'm like, what are you, what's wrong with you? My mama going to whoop us, whoop y'all for what? Because she said, can't nobody do our hair. First of all, you know motherfucking well, I don't know how to do hair.
Right.
So I'm supposed to sit here and let my kids go 2-3 days, they hair all nappy, because I don't know how to do hair. You know what I'm saying?
That's petty. I will never play that game. I never have. Hell, I encourage my kid to call her mommy, too. Call her mama. So that's what you want to do. You take home some of them meals I gotta cook. Shit, hey, we'll be the best of friends. But that's ignorant shit. No, I wouldn't play that game. My mama ain't play that game with us either. Yeah, my daddy had plenty of wanches hell house we went over shit. The daddy said he got another one. Let's go.
Yeah, I used to be like, damn, daddy, we had another motherfucking house? Who's
right.
That?
Your house, I got in trouble for telling one lady her house wasn't pretty like the other lady. I got my ass up. Like, oh, I ain't know. She ain't know. You need to slow down.
Right.
But yeah, that's
right. Like
I've seen a lot of that.
Huh? You said what?
I was wondering about the fellas. What about your daughters? You've got daughters, and, you know what I'm saying, you in the same situation. Well, you know, you got a lady in your life, but do you feel that the lady in your life is not allowed to reprimand your daughter if she gets out of line, or is she allowed?
I have no problem with that.
I don't need to whoop her ass. If she fuck up,
that's
what she get.
That's why she ain't gonna hurt her because
of
that.
My whole thing is this. I'm not finna be around no person that I feel like I can't trust my kids
around. That's right.
If I gotta tell you I don't want you touching my kids or I don't like the fact that you touching my kids, then I don't need to be around you because there's something about you that I'm not trusting. I mean, why am I in a relationship with you?
If I feel like
you can't discipline my child or you holler at my child, hey, don't holler at my kid or... You know,
people kill me with that. Shit. You gotta get you in that love, you motherfucker, fat head in. But, what I was gonna say, I was gonna make a point. I forgot. But that's just like me, you know, that's why I'm very, how can I put it? I don't bring dudes around my kids. I really never have. They just didn't know they did, as far as that. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that's missing out on a good, person, you know, with them being with their old baby daddy and all that, you know, this is a good, it's a cool chick. Why not, you know, turn your kids on to her? Because in reality, you ain't that right. So, let that girl play stepmama. But, you know, some girls so petty, but dudes be like that too. I'm silly. I don't want that nigga around. Okay, so can I call you? Nah, man, you know, I gotta do this. Or either threw you on the block list or something. Know how that go. But, it's
you
crazy.
Know what, and I would fall practical purpose. You all right. You do got some guys like that. I don't have that motherfucker around my daughter. That motherfucker ain't up to no way around my daughter. I'm going to kill
but you've been locked up for 8 years. Right, but you're in jail for 8 years.
Shit.
But you don't want no
the
nigga
fucked
around
up part, you got some motherfuckers that ain't locked up. Still just busted.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, it goes both ways. It does.
Yeah.
It goes both
yeah,
ways.
But you...
I mean, I can't admit that. I've seen it. I've seen the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we finna roll over here. Roll over here for what? Man, that motherfucker over there, I told that bitch don't have nobody over my daughter. You don't live
I
there.
I must admit,
I went through that. Like I said, it was 2 years into my relationship. not 2 days, not 2 weeks, not 2 months. 2 years. And the only thing that, you know, he told my daughter... It was a situation with her cleaning up her room. So he told her she couldn't watch TV for the rest of the night. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker comes over to the house and he's ready to fight. Oh, I'm like, are you fucking serious? Over TV? He didn't put his hands on her.
Wait a minute. Who was ready to fight? Your daughter's father?
Her dad was ready to fight, you know what I'm saying?
He's ready to fight your guy?
Yeah, comes over to the house and everything, you know what I'm saying? First calls on the phone, talking shit.
What did your guy do?
Kills him. Well, like I was about to say, he called on the phone, I'm on my way over there, okay? That's cardinal rule number one. You don't tell me you're on your way to my house to fight no shit. It was about to go down, you know, and the situation was so petty because he asked her dad, like, when he got there, okay, do you want your daughter, you know what I'm saying, do you want to take her with you or whatever? And the nigga was like, nah, I'm not here for her, I'm here for you. Are you serious?
Wow.
Over the TV, though. And like I said, this is 2 years in, 2 years, not 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months. So this man has been looking after her for 2 years. And put food on the table, providing and all of that for 2 years.
But dude, the baby daddy still got all his toes?
As far as I know.
Because, I mean, I wouldn't have killed him because I was her daddy. But I guarantee that motherfucker would. He'd have had a severe limp.
Right.
You done walked in my
it's
house. I'm taking care of your fucking kid. And you talking about you finna come fight me? Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, man? I'm not the toughest motherfucker in the world, but if you come to my house, where I lay my head,
I ain't losing
that
my house.
I can't let that ride, man.
And
you know,
you will
in
not
be
in my house.
I look in front of my
house.
I can't protect you in our own house?
Right.
I can't
protect you. Exactly.
Then he's going to say, the only way I'm leaving here is if y'all call the police. So what did I do?
No, you won't. No, you leaving in that ambulance.
I wouldn't call the police. I mean, damn shit. Ain't that petty as fuck? I'm going to say you came over here on some drama, and you tell me to call the police. So you spend a night and a half, 2 days in jail.
What happened to your child?
Did
I
she
call
him?
No.
I bet she
wouldn't have
gotten that goddamn TV. I'd have broke the TV.
And she'd have got her ass for being ground
called. No, she would have got something done for that.
That's not why she called. She didn't call him because of that. They had the little thing where, you know what I'm saying, every night before she went to bed, she called her daddy.
The daughter called. I called to tell because I wanted my daddy to come over there and act the fool because I knew that's what the hell he was going to do. He is smarter than what we think they are, and she would have got her butt whooped because, you know, it's not the fact that not to say that she couldn't tell her father things. It's the fact that she cried wolf. You knew that man that was not doing anything to hurt you. You know what I mean?
She still didn't. You know, she didn't get her way. She still, the TV still was not. And then after that, I took it out of the room. So, you know what I'm saying? Now you really can't watch the TV.
I would have beat
up
motherfucking ass.
I got two whoopings. For real, I got two nice whoopings for pulling that one. Sure did. Got two good old whoopings. Sure did. Because I know my dad, Joe. Go ahead.
I'm the type of motherfucker, if my daughter called me, I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm going to go right over mine. I'm going to,
mm-hmm.
Okay, now, when she called me, she told me her version of the story over the phone. When I get there, I'm going to listen to his version. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to beat her motherfucking ass for trying to start some shit.
Mm-hmm.
That way she don't do it again.
That's all a part of staying in the child's place.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
You try to get me locked up. I don't care, daddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now all this confusion didn't happen. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Over some petty shit.
Over
some dumb shit.
Wasn't even, yeah.
Because you try to be slick.
Mm-hmm.
That was how my shit was. I couldn't call my daddy for $50, but I sure can call him to ask him for food at the crib.
Oh, man, I heard that one before. I definitely heard that one. You can't call him for no motherfucking money, but you going to call him for this bullshit? Yeah, okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Straight up, got so off. Oh,
all right, y'all, check this out. I got a little small dilemma. Y'all might call me petty for this, but I don't give a flying fuck. My daughter's about to turn 19 in May, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what she wants. She wants me to get her a hotel room for the weekend.
Okay.
Now, I talk this over with Mother Nature. She don't got a problem with it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I have a problem with it. I don't know if it's me, but, you know, in my mind, that's inviting sex. You know what I'm saying? I might be a little overprotective, but, you know, you're downtown, you know, you're partying with your friends, you got a room, you know, you got them slick-ass motherfuckers out there like my man Cass. You know, I had to worry about shit like that.
Well, just get a card and put the money in it so you won't feel like you paying for the room. She don't need
right.
you to get the room. She can get the room without you anyway.
Right.
She really
know,
can't
but
get
she
the
need,
room
she
without
need me to get the room for. She wants
Not
me to
really.
Get the room for as a birthday present.
Actually, she's being courteous. She's being respectful enough to say, okay, but Dad,
right.
this is where I'm going to be. This is what I'm going to do. Because technically at 19, you know just like I do, we really didn't need nobody to go get no room.
Exactly.
We could find somebody else other than our parents to go get a room
yeah.
for us.
Exactly.
So you got to give her that much. You got to give her that much. Because, I mean, she could just be like, well, all right, I'll see y'all. You know, after my birthday, I'm going out. I mean, shit, she's 19. She's 19, she out of school. What can you say?
I know I can't say nothing, man.
Maybe because she don't have those types of intentions. Maybe that's why she's putting it on the table for you. Like, she really just wants to have a hotel party. Maybe she don't have no intentions on, you know what I'm saying, on doing whatever your mind is drifting to. Now, that's not the case.
Right.
No, whatever. But, you know, maybe that's not her intentions, and that's why she's coming to you with it.
So everybody right. on this phone, everybody on the show right now wouldn't have a problem with getting their oldest a hotel room for the weekend.
Nah.
No.
Nobody.
I ain't getting nobody a hotel room.
Nah, see, you know what, dog? I'm going to tell you. Up until current events, I was the same person you was. But... Due to current events that's going on with me right now, hell, it can't get no worse.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about with the current events. You know what I'm saying? You remember how you felt, right?
Now, I know how the hell I'm still getting drunk behind it.
That's my whole point. That's my whole point. It's too early.
You just got to have faith in your kids. Have faith that you raised a good girl. And on the other hand, you will be surprised how many girls are really preserving themselves because they see so many little traps. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, but when you got slick-ass motherfuckers like Kaz out there,
hey,
shit.
And then you don't know how
good
that
think they got that mouthpiece. I'm about to fuck
I know,
that motherfucker.
And you never know. Your daughter might just have that mouthpiece because I know. I learned the art of talking to niggas back 2 years ago. See, by the time they finish talking to me, I'll be the last one they be trying to touch. Trust me. So you never know. So, you know what I'm saying? You just got to have faith that you raised a good girl.
All right, I'll
she
take that advice.
Like,
no. I'll take that advice.
Yeah. I mean,
shoot,
no,
I might get
I mean,
next
as much
though,
as I be talking... As much as I be talking, I always had a fear of getting pregnant in high school. That's why I wanted to have sex in high school. Well, my senior year. But I wasn't doing none of that. I was talking shit, but that's about it. I do that. But, you know,
but I ain't
going to
even worry about it. Cause I'm going to get the room right next door, so fuck it.
I know that's why, because I was going to say, that's what I be doing. To be for real. Like,
I
don't
hear anything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. I don't hear his headboards
hitting. But technically, if you met a nigga like me, I'd be like, shh, be quiet, don't say nothing.
See, you be
cool.
I got
killed. I mean, for my daughter's 13th birthday party, she had a hotel room.
But you was there, though, right?
I was across the hall. No, they was in their own room. Did you let boys come to this party? No, it was just all girls. It was just all so that's not even an issue then. I'm thinking, you know, she's 19. We talking about a co-ed party more than likely. Or maybe she don't want to have a co-ed
that's
party.
That's what I
maybe
said. How do he all know? Right. He just said all she right. wanted a hotel room. She didn't say nothing about boys or men
that's
being
right.
there or nothing.
No, she, as far as I know, it's supposed to be three other females, as far as I know.
She might just want like a little
yeah.
girl's night out or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Don't
it don't
you
always have to be about
it.
It don't always have to be about no doggone man.
Exactly.
Living in a cave phase.
Believe it.
Don't nobody be thinking about that 20-year-old or something.
I'll be knocking on the door.
Don't you believe it.
Shut up,
Cass.
Open
goddamn. I want that extra
rate. I must have been 12 or 13 or something like that, and my parents took me and two of my girlfriends and two of my guy friends to Great America. And we went the night before. We got a room. You know, we only had one. Well, we had one room, but, you know what I'm saying? Or no, we had two rooms. It was, you know, but my parents were there. And however it
went, but
down,
did the boys sleep in the room with y'all?
We all wound up just crashing. You know what I mean? That was that. That was it.
No. Did the boys sleep in the room with y'all?
My parents were there in the room. Everybody wound up crashing.
Okay. Oh, so everybody slept in the same room.
Yeah, we had two rooms, but everybody
That's different shit. We talking about splitting up at 13, 14, shit. You little niggas, but let's move it out. Move it. Let's go. This motherfucker boot camp. Get the fuck up and let's go. As soon as I get sleepy, all right, niggas, I'm grabbing these little niggas right by their ears. Let's move it. Let's go.
Right. Y'all sleep in the room with me.
Right.
I bet not catch one of you motherfuckers trying to creep.
What you going to do?
Fuck your little ass up. Where you going?
I ain't sleep.
Yeah, I ain't sleep at all.
And then, yeah, just trust the girl. Get your room next door.
Well, I mean, she grown now. Shit,
Right. And then you said you would tell the girl, you know, to be quiet. I mean, I don't want nobody coming up in there, especially telling me, be quiet. What's the purpose? Have you asked for my room if I was going to go there? I'm just saying.
Why get a nice room
if we ain't gonna enjoy it? I don't think that's what she on though. If she had the gall to ask you to pay for it though,
I would hope not. But you know, I don't worry about her.
Yeah,
little sleep talking motherfuckers out here that I worry about.
I know, but listen, has she made good judgments so far on things in her life? You know,
she has.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Just trust her judgment. Because, you know, she think highly of you to even ask you, you know, to get her a room and stuff. Knowing, I'm pretty sure she know her daddy's a caveman like Cass. So for her to ask you, you know, she felt comfortable. You're
right, you a caveman. Hold on, what you mean by caveman?
Because y'all always saying, y'all women is, you're a caveman. It's okay, you know. I ain't judging, I'm just saying.
I've been so nice to her today. I mean, it's just in her nature.
I gotta pick with him.
You say what?
I don't trust people that's nice to me.
That's your problem.
I'm just telling you. I'm sorry.
And the man said before, as soon as you got on, let's be nice tonight. I've been my absolute best to this house.
I probably should have responded in. Y'all can't tell me what the fuck to do.
And there you have it.
Oops. There you have it,
man.
There's the benediction.
Hey, who has seen the Tyler Perry Temptation movie?
I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think about it?
It was all right. She was dumb. I mean, it was a good movie. It should have been longer. But I think that everybody blamed her, but at the same time, when that girl told them, I mean, when she came in the house and wanted to get done up like an animal, you should have handled his business.
But I think it's the first movie where the black guy wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
Well, it was still another black guy that was a problem.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it that way.
Exactly.
You're absolutely correct. It was another brother.
I thought we were boycotting Tyler Perry. I thought we wasn't fucking with Tyler Perry.
Hey, man, I actually thought this was one where, you know, he didn't make the brothers look too bad.
But he didn't. He didn't. It was decent.
It was another brother that broke up the house.
Yes, he was. He put peanut in himself. Trying that girl like a power drive.
I'm actually trying to, you know, say something positive about the man, but shit, now that my eyes been open.
But y'all know what? It was funny because the lady, her mama act just like my mother. And my mother, I went to the movies with her to see, and my mama didn't say nothing. I was like, it's like looking at yourself, right? Acting crazy. Crazy as ever.
All right, y'all. Well, starting tomorrow, for those who haven't seen the movie, I'm going to upload it on the site. You can go to cncityradio.ning.com, and you can actually watch the movie. I'm going to upload it to the site for those of y'all who haven't seen it. And if y'all got a movie that y'all want to see, hit me up in the inbox, and I'll put it on there for you.
Well, I'm going to let y'all know, as fast as he put that Tyler Perry movie up, I'm deleting it.
But you gotta get Tyler Perry.
I know.
Fuck Tyler Perry and all his tacky ass movies.
He probably feels the same way about you.
I get tired of hearing everybody talking about let's uplift the black people. Let's uplift the black people. Let's uplift. But you constantly condemning the black man. That's one man that condemns the black man for every damn thing. And it's very simple. I mean, let's be realistic. Okay, let's cut all the jokes aside. Let's be realistic.
Okay.
How many movies do you really see that he actually portrays? I mean, a black man fucks somebody over every time. You talking about black exploitation movies. The biggest black exploitation motherfucker it is since the motherfucking Ron O'Neill and Shaft.
Okay, well, let me tell you my theory is how his movies are to me. I feel like he just want to make them all black to put, you know, some people on. But as far as him making the black people a bit, I just think that's just hitting certain points, you know, in real life. He's just going that extra mile. But you got to remember, as though he got that black man acting crazy, he always got another black man to back him up. So, you know what I'm saying?
There's always a good black man, and then there's a black man that might not be doing right. But there's always a good one in there. But that
he always be a positive motherfucker. His character always a positive black man.
White men act the same way.
What? But we know how us as a people act.
That's what I'm saying, Zach. That's what I'm saying. I feel like he just want an all black movie. You know what I'm saying? To keep us shit in the damn theaters. I don't think it has nothing to do with him trying to
half the time they don't even want us play. How many black people did you see in these white folks movies?
That's the only character we can play.
Some motherfucker who tears up a home. Some motherfucker who's just all fucked up.
I'm gonna break it down for you. As far as black people go, if we ain't playing a bad guy, it ain't shit. Denzel. Let's take Denzel for example. Hundreds of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Good ass movies.
Yep.
He didn't win an award till he played a bad guy. Black man played a bad guy. Then he won an Academy Award.
Yeah, right. That's just like Halle Berry. All the movies she played in, she had to get screwed by the ugliest hunky in Hollywood.
She was a hoe.
She was a hoe and won an award.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
If anybody was to rent an Oscar up in Tyler Perry movie, it don't have no other way but to be black, whether they play good or bad.
Nobody gets an Oscar. You think anybody won? How many times? He ain't even been nominated.
But he don't care, though. He don't care about that. I think he's just trying to put
all
you know,
he care about
people,
is I know how to play. I know how to play to you sensitive. I mean, I'm not saying this to call you per se, but his whole thing is I'm going to play to these sensitive ass women. And then
that's
the
what he do.
Let me finish this. Okay. He wants to play, I mean, and it might be, it may be some women out there that endured what he said. But then, you know what? It's the motherfuckers who ain't even been through the shit. Mm-hmm. Look at that shit right there. So, yeah, I want to see it. Bitch, shut up.
Well, you know what? Well, hey, the thing to that is, if you're a weak-minded person that lets something on TV, you know, encourage you to feel a certain way, you will feel a certain way, but to you, until Tyler Perry shows you something different, then you a dummy anyway.
Let's just call a spade. How many dummies out there is it? A whole bunch.
You're right, but that's on them. That's they crossed the bear, not nobody else's. Because I didn't watch every last one of them.
Wait a minute. If there's more motherfuckers that feel like Tyler Perry's Temptation is, I mean, you got motherfuckers that rather listen to Tyler Perry than listen to the word of God beforehand. I don't want to hear nothing about church. I want to hear Tyler Perry though. I mean, this is how he got people like that. And then your message is coming across just like every other every black man got to be damn near every black man got to be fucked up. Every black woman got to be a hoe.
I think he's trying to
don't give a fuck about that man, or that man don't give a fuck about that woman. Every fucking
All right, hold on. Let me ask you this. Hold on for a sec. Calm down, dog. Calm down.
Oh,
all right, hold on for a sec. I tell you what. If I upload the movie, will everybody watch it? That ain't seen
it
yet.
If
you ain't seen it, would you be willing to watch the movie if I uploaded it?
Only 15 minutes long.
I know, because I don't know why they didn't make it longer to tell the end.
I know.
They didn't even finish the story. I want to know what happened to the dude.
Why didn't they make her look like Rosa Parks at the end?
Exactly. Everybody said that same
thing. Oh, my God. She was beautiful. They didn't hook her up. That boy put a number on her.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you why movie gonna make a part 2.
Would it make you feel better?
Would you watch the movie, dog? Have you seen it yet, man?
I'm not watching that shit.
You ain't even watching it, man.
He don't even
know.
No,
I don't watch it on the show, dog. We can discuss this shit tomorrow.
This is just not some shit I just say to be saying it. Fuck Tyler Perry and his tacky ass movies. I mean that shit.
I heard Cass got a stash of all the Tyler Perry movies.
Well, let me say something. I'm not a big Tyler Perry fan, but I thought Alex Cross was a very good movie. I don't know if y'all seen that one. That's when he was the action guy.
He couldn't even play a tough guy, right? Yeah, that's shitty.
It was all right, but all I heard was Madea. I couldn't even, you know, get to Alex Cross thing. It was all right. All I heard was Madea.
If he made a movie and all the horrible fucked up characters was white men, would that make you feel better? Or anybody else, but
no, because then now he didn't hear what I said. Now he's just trying to tone it down.
Now, if anything, I say he's putting out some different situations. What men do? I mean, I can't necessarily say black men, but hell, I know some dog ass white men because I got every nationality in my family, and they never none of them being no better than the next.
And that is what you just said is so true. Ain't that motherfucker about it? But like I said, just like everybody, everybody dogs Superfly, Shaft, and all that shit, because they was like, oh, those black exploitation movies. They exploited the black man. Oh, he was a pimp. He was this. He was this. Tyler Perry doing the same damn thing.
I think Tyler Perry just trying to make some.
He's getting rich off the same damn
thing. Yellow Brothers. Because just think, what was Shamar and Boris Kojo doing? I just think he's just trying to give a little shout-out to the Yellow Brothers. They really ain't got too much
going on.
Hey, I like Boris Kojo. He was good at Resident Evil.
I like him too, but you ain't seeing him playing too much. And, like, you know, he put Rudy Huxtable back in the business. I thought he was up there.
He was in Resident Evil.
Who?
And he didn't die. Boris Kojo. He didn't even die in Resident Evil.
I was done talking about him. I was just saying him and Shamar, you know, I thought he was just trying to look out for the other boy.
Well, the only positive thing I can say about him is he do portray the black man in negative roles, but he do give black men a chance to act. I will give him that. He will put you in the movie.
If that's the case, all them motherfuckers back then were giving black actors shots. I mean, but it was still black exploitation. But that's all you heard. I mean, nobody said, well, I mean, damn. Motherfucker gave Richard Roundtree a shot. I mean, you know, it was black exploitation. Motherfucker, the Goldie, whoever casted him gave him a shot. Oh my God, he's a pimp. It's black exploitation. Damn, if that's the case, you might as well say they gave them a shot. They gave them a chance to be actors.
Yeah, and then what's really wrong with that?
Right, that's cool though, dog. They got a shot. He doing it right there, man.
And just think though, if you really look at it, the little black dude that's on TV today, they trying to make them all gay. I sat and watched General Hospital today. They got a little black boy on there. He's gay. And then there was a couple of other things. I was like, why are these little young black men on TV being gay? Little dude on Glee. Okay, he was a little feminine, little fat black boy. Now they got him clearly playing a whole makeup and, you know, women's earrings and all that. I'm just looking like, damn, you know. Tyler Perry do be giving them boys the good dude, the coldest lines though at the end. But he really do. I like Tyler Perry.
I don't like the way he portrayed a black man, but some of the movies be all right. They do.
I think he just be hit point shit because that's how he has exploited the black woman too, I guess. When that damn woman said she gave her daughter to her husband because so they could live good.
But it happened in real life.
And I think he just going
the
extra.
You know what? Hold on. You know what? Here's my thing. Now, this is just my opinion. I deal with real life every day. When I want to watch a movie, I want to watch something I'm gonna enjoy. I don't want to watch something that's gonna make me turn around and look at you like, bitch, you did the same shit to me last week. I don't want to look at that. I want to look at some uplifting shit. I don't want to look at some shit that I already. This is what I'm trying to get away from. I don't want
maybe he's showing the other people that don't live like us to show people how.
What right. motherfucker don't live
don't
like
you,
us?
Most of my movies are comedies because I know I'm silly. I don't like watching old plague movies. And I don't like alien movies. I don't really care for Django and all that. You know, I don't want to see our people like that. That's why I never watch Roots.
Hold on. Let's go back to what you just said about the boys in the hood and all that. Hey, you was right. You were right on that. I can't sit back and watch Menace to Society. I can't sit back and watch this. But now, hold on. Can I finish? Damn. Now, at the end of the day, I mean, when I was 18 and now, I see the message. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And, okay, now, once again, once again, and I will go as far as to say this, those also are black exploitation movies. You know what I'm saying? Because at the time, you couldn't, I mean, hell, you didn't want to see, Larenz Tate play another part. I mean, if he didn't play an old dog type character, you're like, oh man, fuck that nigga, he ain't shit. King. Hold on. Come on now. I know you. Just hit me out. Kane. He's a perfect example. That man couldn't play no other part. Now he tried, but because of the part that he played, he couldn't get no other parts but that.
I disagree with you, dog. Because
what other movie he played in that you actually just was like, okay?
I'm not saying as far as him, but I'm saying as far as that typecast go. I mean, you look at Wesley Snipes. Nobody thought he could play nobody but Nino Brown. But look at him now.
Nah. Because because Wesley Snipes was before New Jack City. Wesley Snipes been played in Wildcats. He played in King of New York, where he was a cop. I mean, you knew Wesley Snipes as an actor. Now maybe you didn't, but I did.
All right, let me go down the line. Liquor store. Liquor store. Liquor store.
Yeah.
I need to ask you a question. Okay, I'm going to give you a name. You tell me the first thing come to your mind. Wesley Snipes. New Jack City, right?
No, Janine.
If I say Wesley Snipes,
wait,
hold on,
she said no,
said.
Motherfucker. Hold on, you went past.
She said no.
She
said no.
Who'd she say? Who'd you say, nigga? So,
Passage 57 is the first thing that pops into my head when you say Wesley Snipes.
What's the name of her?
Passage 57.
Passenger 57.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you just been muted, Janine.
Yeah, turn it down.
You know damn well you ain't think about no damn Passenger 57 when somebody say Wesley Snipes.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. In all honesty, all my life growing up, I was scared to death to watch motherfucking New Jack City. I didn't see New Jack City until I was a full-blown grown-up. I bullshit.
I wish I had the sound by Polo Tank Tank. Ain't that a bitch?
Oh my!
I say Wesley Snipes. She say Passenger 57, y'all.
Hell, when you say Wesley Snipes, I think of Blade.
That's a good move. Good move.
What was the movie he was with the white woman?
Jungle Fever.
That's the one I think of when I think of Wesley Snipes.
You didn't even know that movie.
You're the only motherfucker to think of, because he was already an established actor. That's just like if you say Lawrence Fishburne. Only thing Lawrence Fishburne ever did was Deep Cover. I mean, he played that part, but that's not the first thing you think of.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Boys in the Hood.
I think a bad company. That was my shit.
Just call.
I mean,
Fishburne was good.
I get your point, though. What he's saying is, you know what I'm saying, like with Larenz, instead of the first thing you've seen Larenz in your mind, that was the only character you saw Larenz playing. Then when he went to, then when he did Love Jones, like, all that nigga saw. You know what I'm saying? That's just kind of like the image you get in your head.
Those were fresh brand new actors at the time. When you seen Kane again, he was in Belly with that wig on eating that banana. You know what I'm saying? That was the only type of shit that you could see him in. Why the fuck was that wig on him? I don't know. Maybe that was a Nebraska thing. No, seriously, dog. I mean, that's just like when you say Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah, I mean, hell, Deep Cover. That's on my hood flicks too. But that's not the first movie I think about. The first movie I think about is School Days. When you say Lawrence Fishburne, I think about School Days.
Yeah,
I think
Boys in the Hood. He was a positive black man.
Already established.
He was in Boys in the Hood too.
What?
But I don't think of the hood movies because he was, before Boys in the Hood, he was an established actor.
Well, all right, let me ask a question before they cut us off.
Before you say that, then look at Cuba Gooding Jr. He was in Boys in the Hood, but he was all, you know what I'm saying? He'd already established himself as being able to portray more than that sort of character.
Yeah, but look, when he won the war, what was he? A greedy-ass pro athlete. That's how he won his award. Negative life. He won the Academy Award because he was a greedy-ass professional athlete. Negative life. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think you can compare a greedy athlete to a motherfucker that shot 20 motherfuckers in a swamp meet.
The hell are you talking about?
You talking about a negative? Never mind. Don't worry about it. It went over your head.
No, I'm saying when Cuba Gooding Jr. won his Academy Award, he won it for Jerry Maguire.
He was a greedy athlete.
He was a black pro athlete who was all about the money. He was greedy in the movie.
He had a family to take care of.
I think you're the only person to think that he was a greedy athlete. I mean, everybody else was like, he was a motherfucker. He was underpaid, and he knew his worth.
Show me the money.
Right, he was an underpaid athlete that knew his worth. So he portrayed
him
with an agent that got him his money.
Go back and watch the movie. He was portrayed as a gritty. All he cared about was the money.
All he cared about was taking care of his family.
He cared about the motherfucker to think that, dog.
Because everybody else assumed that
he wanted loyalty. That's what he wanted, and he knew his worth.
Exactly.
All right, fuck all that. The same way the rest of the big name motherfucking athletes would survive for their family. This is all about greed. Show me the money.
We gonna let you have them.
Thank you, Selena. Let me have that motherfucker. Cause I was ready to argue that motherfucker down for the next 20 minutes. But my point is this: look, y'all, we trying to drive traffic to SinCityRadio.ning.com. We ready to do the movies. What y'all want to see? Talk to me. Holler at me. I'm ready to upload.
We doing movies now.
I'm gonna put two movies up a week. Two movies up in the theaters per week. All I need to know is what you guys want to see. What you interested in?
Repo.
Who?
Repo. It's an old movie. Mhm.
What's
R-E-P-O-S?
Who the fuck was in that?
I forget, but it was good.
Repo Men or just Repo?
Mm-hmm. It was just called Repo. It was a comedy. I like comedy movies.
Okay, I got you. Give me a genre, and I got you. Selena like comedy. Janine, what you into?
I like porn, too.
I could put a porno up there. I got a porno site, too. I ain't tripping. Holler at me. I mean, what we trying to do is we trying to make the site friendly for everybody. We want everybody to come to the site, so we want something for everybody. That's why I'm asking y'all these questions. What are y'all into?
Well, hell, put action, drama, and porn.
Action, drama, and porn. Okay, well, I mean, give me some titles. Give me something that's out right now that you want to see. I got it all. I mean, G.I. Joe, shit, whatever. Bruce Willis, whoever.
Yeah, I have
Expendables. That was good.
Which one?
Expendables.
One or two?
The first
two.
Okay, I could get that on there. That's not a problem. Look at stuff what you into.
Action movies. Let's see.
Anybody into horror?
No.
No horror. Okay. See, I'm into horror. See, but I'm trying to make the site friendly for y'all, so I won't even put no horror up there. We got action, we got drama.
Porn.
Don't want no Tyler Perry, but I'm gonna sneak that Temptations on there tonight. So y'all go and watch that tonight. Probably gonna delete it tomorrow.
Please,
watch it quick.
I'm gonna put it up there anyway. way. If he deleted, I'm sorry, y'all. I just have to apologize for him.
He needs to stop being so dramatic. Don't delete nothing, okay?
So look, when y'all go to the site, look for the movies. It's gonna say movies at the top. Click on movies. I have two or three movies up there in the next hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? Tell your friends. I mean, hey, we got it all. We want everybody to come to the site and have. We want something for everybody on the site. You know what I mean? We got to build it up, y'all. Y'all got to tell y'all friends, hey, they showing these movies, they showing this movie, you know what I'm saying? They got the blogs going, the chronicles. Liquor Store got a chronicle for y'all coming up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start doing some live pranks. We about to get rolling, y'all. This is our year. This is our year to make it happen.
CNCDRadio.com. Everybody come on out.
Man, hey, if you got a Facebook page, post it on there. I mean, damn. I mean, my thing is this. Hey, what other site that you could get away with doing damn near any damn thing you want and ain't even got to worry about getting the shit just taken off? You can do any damn thing you want. Anything.
Don't post the movies, though. Don't post the movies on your Facebook. Movies is only word of mouth, y'all. Word of mouth as far as the movies go. Don't let nobody know we showing movies. Tell them. Don't post it nowhere. That's private. That's private, y'all. That's private. Don't post that shit. Hey, we got the shirts coming. What's up, y'all? We got the shirts coming. You know what I'm saying? You can personalize your shirt. Let us know what you want on your shirt. We got you. We finna do big things, y'all. All right, I'm done for real. I'm a little buzzed right now, but I'm done. I ain't even lying. I'm buzzing like a motherfucker, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I wish the show was another hour. I love this shit, y'all. Hey, we got a new video skit coming out for y'all. Y'all look out for that shit. I'm telling y'all, we got shit in the works, y'all. Tell your friends, let them know. Sin City Radio, that's what's happening. All right, go ahead, man. I'm done, for real. I'm done.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure, man. I'm done. Go ahead.
I mean, you got something else you want to say, dear. I don't mean say it.
Well, I do got something to say. I didn't want to bring this up. But I wasn't looking for that 40 at St. Ives, you know what I mean?
And I told you,
I drove past the establishment, but, you know, it was closed at the time. But I wasn't going to say nothing, but that's all right. I hope you still got it sitting on ice, because I'll be making another trip than that.
I told you, whenever you're ready.
Hell, I was ready last weekend.
I'll be more than, your boy didn't bring you back. You take that up with him.
No business born junkyard rat soup eating old time ugly ancient decrypted ass motherfucker. You ain't take me by there. Low down.
The liquor store closed on Sunday. What the hell am I supposed to do?
She said she had it at the crib.
How the fuck I know where she stayed?
That's what she said. Hey, you just heard her. Your boy didn't bring me by. So apparently you already know.
You wasn't here on Saturday?
Apparently, I don't.
I was at work on Saturday. We are dry as fuck on Sunday.
He didn't get there to Sunday.
Baby, I was there on Sunday.
Well, then, you can't be mad at nobody, but look, I tell you, whenever you got a stand-in, we got a stand-in appointment to get you this beer, whenever the fuck.
That motherfucker was closed. We even stopped. I was looking all in the window, knocking on the window. Anybody there? What time y'all open? Nothing. I got nothing. Nobody was working in the back or nothing. Go ahead, man. I'm done.
As long as I owe you, y'all always have a
plan. All right, we're going to end this off now so he can finish getting you off.
Nah, man. We got plenty of time, dog.
You sure?
I'm positive, man. I run this shit, dog. They're going to cut us off till I tell them to cut us off.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
I was hoping they just said it. I actually was finna just cut the show off myself just to fuck with his ass.
No, but we do got a lot of stuff in the works, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got the shirts, we got the video, we got a lot of shit coming.
Oh yeah, we're doing big things this year. This year is all about Sin City. I mean, we gonna make it happen. I mean, we gonna have something for everybody. We gonna have, like I said, we gonna have the shirts on deck. Like I said, we got this new video coming out. I mean, I ain't gonna give it away, but like I said, Selena, you say you like comedies. You see this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, you gonna love it. You gonna love it.
Okay.
That's what's
like
up.
I say, we got more Chronicles coming out. You know, we got the whole nine yards going. This summer, I want to see everybody with a Sin City shirt on.
Before we get out of here,
I need to ask a question. Janine, let me ask you something. Okay, shirt-wise. I mean, what size would you take? What size do you take?
Large.
A large do you. Okay. Selena, what size would you take?
Man, your business.
Come on, man.
Man,
don't
be business.
You know she always got something to say.
trying to figure out so we can try to, you know, get a
version of like. Well, I mean, it depends. It depends on what kind of shirt. Is it a regular T-shirt? Is it a
fanny?
It's a baseball shirt. They're going to be like baseball shirts.
You know, with the shirts with the colored sleeves.
Right. Baseball T-shirts is actually what it's called. And actually, he has one posted on the site.
I'll have to look at it and tell you. Because it depends. I don't know. It depends. I have to
okay,
look at the shirt
are you
to see what
heavy?
I will wear with. No, not at all. I don't. No.
So you would be more like a large, I mean a medium to a
nah.
large.
No.
Well, then goddamn, you top heavy.
I would be more. No, because it's like I don't have any boobs, so I can get away with shirts. A lot of big girls can't, but at the same time, I still need a big shirt. That's why I would have to see the shirt. You ask.
Okay.
Shit. You see what
look
I'm saying?
So,
you
look
just
so,
a
what size? What size would fit you?
A small shirt.
Small?
Yes, I'm a tiny person.
Small.
Right. I told
okay,
you.
Okay.
You know what, nigga, so I ain't going to even lie. We were discussing you, and I said, no, she would more prefer a large. And he said you would prefer a medium. And now you're telling us. That you would.
You
like
said
a
medium. I said a large because the thing about it, I said it because that those baseball shirts run kind of small. They run smaller than what you know. You might take a medium, but it would probably be a small. Or you will say, okay, well, give me a large, but then it's like, okay, you know, right? I mean, they run small.
I was in medium.
And you would definitely need a couple of X's on my shit.
You just said you ain't big breasted.
You what? I'm not.
You just said you ain't
big
breasted. Now you want two X's?
Yeah, I'm not a big. I'm not.
You know
big
what I need
boom.
You to do, Selena? Selena, this
what?
Is what I need you to do. I need you to go in your bathroom, take your shirt off, take your bra off, take a picture.
And see, that's what I'm saying. I don't even.
I don't even wear bras with your smart ass. I don't have boobs, so I don't even wear bras. Well, I don't know. I need proof. I just told you. Show me some proof. Nobody be taking no pictures. I'm just playing with you, girl. That motherfucker got a phone full of pictures. Yeah, most of them are Janine.
Yeah.
I need some new pictures, Janine. I kind of wore yours out, so I need some new ones.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, the little nurse one. It's all sticky and shit.
Oh.
Yeah,
man.
I'm just saying, I need some new ones, you know. That's all
what
I'm
a
saying. Post some pics, y'all. Post some pics. That's all I'm saying.
Man, and honestly, man, I mean, I
don't even know
y'all
how to post pics.
I'm not telling y'all to get action. But we do need, we really and truly do need more participation from people on a site. I mean, you know, people look at it and it's like, okay, well, we only see one or two people posting things. I mean,
every
we need more
I'm
participation.
On there,
I mean, because nobody participates.
I know, but I'm always on there.
You know,
nobody be on there.
I mean, I'm constantly on there.
I've seen you once, but I don't know. Maybe you need a Sin City bulletin board or something.
We got one.
We got that.
It's on the front page.
Well, just do a little bit more publicity some kind of way.
Exactly. You know what? Exactly. So we need
I don't know
your friends about us.
I don't have any friends, but I do
post about word of mouth.
How many people? How many people you got on your Facebook page?
Three.
You're goddamn, I'm finna go to your Facebook page right now. You're lying.
You said three. No, listen, but don't I always post you guys thing on my page? Keep it real. I always post. You know, when
you ain't my friend, so I don't know.
You is my friend.
I ain't your friend. Motherfuckers will probably visit once and then they see, you know, and fucking just decide, okay, well, this ain't necessarily my speed, but I put you out there, you know what I'm saying? Now, people be scared to talk, I guess, I don't know. But you know what, though, that's why we ask questions, because we want to be everybody's speed, you know what I mean? The only way we can do that is to ask questions so we can improve our site. We want to make the site accessible to every single person on the planet.
You know what I'm saying? That the members that are already there would get on more often.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I mean,
we can't worry about that. We can't even worry about. Only thing we can worry about is making the site accessible to everybody. That's all we can do. And the only way we can do that is to ask you guys questions to tell us what you guys want to see on the site.
Do y'all have, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all have a Sin City fan page on Facebook?
Yes, we do.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I have to look for that. I meant to ask that a long time ago.
But it is a lot of people on that page.
Selena, you ain't my friend, but I just sent you a friend's request.
Okay. Why y'all always ganging up on me? Don't be starting to treat me like Kaz, okay?
I'm just saying.
Cause he's an ass.
Don't
be an ass like your co-host,
Okay. I'll never be an ass like him, cause he's the biggest ass in the world.
Very much so. No disrespect, Cass, but you know.
And I feel comfortable about saying that about him. He's a fucking asshole.
I said out of love. And
it's all out of love. I ain't got nothing but love for him, but he's still an asshole. An arrogant asshole at that. He's double A. Double A, not Arn Anderson, but arrogant asshole.
Fuck all y'all.
He's my arrogant asshole, so I can't do nothing but fuck with him.
I'm going to fuck him up.
Yeah, y'all are like, you and him like vinegar and oil, boy. Y'all just don't mix sometimes.
And I just be trying. You know, I'm the nicest person anybody wanted me. I don't know why he played me like that.
Oh, shut the hell up.
Damn. I couldn't even finish
my told you to shut the hell up.
I know he just doing it out of love. It's okay. You ass.
Wow.
Hey. Where did the topic for today's show come from? Can I ask? The topic for today was jealousy. No,
you started
on
jealousy, but you know, it's Sin City, you know,
I was just saying that was a good topic. That's why I was asking where did it come from.
But like I say, I'm gonna post the movies. I'm gonna get some movies on the site tonight. So y'all, you know, y'all get some time. Y'all go ahead and check them out. You know, if you got something that you particularly want to see, you know, inbox me on the site, and I'll get it up for you.
You know what else I want to see?
What you want to see?
Step Brothers.
That movie was funny as hell. I ain't gonna even lie. When I watched it, when he was burying him, he was like, "What are you doing?" He was like, "I'm burying you." I was cracking up. That shit was funny.
That was
hilarious.
That
was a funny ass movie.
Yeah, I want to see that again.
I'm
going to
put that up tonight. Matter of fact, I'm going to post that motherfucker right now. I'm going to put that up. Straight up. That movie was funny as hell. I ain't going to even lie.
Yes, it was.
He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm burying you." Oh, that shit was hilarious. If y'all ain't never seen it, y'all make sure y'all hit the site between the day and tomorrow and watch that movie, because it was funny as hell. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I ain't lying. As Medea would say, I ain't lying.
Don't say that. Somebody going to get pissed.
You already pissed me off. We already talked about this. All right, man, it's time to get out of here, man. All right, before we get out of here, y'all know how we do it. Janine, you got any last words for us?
It was a great show. Good talking with everybody. And, of course, I'll be on here tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up, that's what's up. Shalena, any last words?
Good show, Evan. I have to see it like that, but whatever. Good show and good night.
You know, look, so you ain't last words before I cut this motherfucker out.
You know I do a job by myself, and I talk to everybody tomorrow night.
Right. What's up, Doug?
SinCityRadio.ning.com, y'all. Check out the movies. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Man, that's for sure. So I see my girl. See my girl Mick still on there. My boy Paul Archie. See you on that
man?
Too. So yeah. All right, y'all. You know how we do it. Same bad time, same bad channel. We get at y'all tomorrow.
So, hey, hold on. Thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody that called in. We greatly appreciate it.
I asked you, did you have anything to say before your ass finished talking?
Step away from the bottle.
SinCityRadio.ning.com, y'all. All right, peace.
Peace.